Greetings once again, pilgrims, walking through the ancient days of Esther and Daniel. Today our time machine has taken us to the story of Daniel, sometime around the Babylonian exile of the Jews set in the 5th century BC or so. An amazing story of a devout man of God and his companions and how they impacted the secular world of king and principalities and empire with their faith in God and how they taught the truth about God along the way. Much different in that regard than Esther. Yesterday was episode 3, and we were given that amazing section of chapter 2 where David first tells the king what his dream was and then tells him what it was about. And when the king lifts up and exalts David because of his ability to do that, he actually gives the credit to the great God who has shown the king what will happen in the future through that dream, meaning that the dream is true and its interpretation is certain. And so today we'll have episode 4. Well, let's make sure we're ready. Let's check around. Where's those crazy monks go? Okay. Come on. Yes, the chant of the mystics. We've got a double wick love candle, passion fruit love candle going with both wicks. Yearning for the sky, ready for a new day. And we've got a cup of tea. My cup happens to say weirdo on it, so take that as you will, and I'm sure many of you will take it literally. It's the kava tea. So good. So good. And today we are broadcasting from another remote location today, one we've been at before. It's the studios on St. Philip Drive in Lexington, Kentucky. We dedicate it to St. Philip. And we'll be heading back to Arthur in just a bit, but not before we finish this. So let's get on with it. Episode 4 has two parts to it. The first part is Nebuchadnezzar rewards Daniel. And that stretches from the second chapter, verse 46, all the way through the end of the chapter, verse 49. 46 through 49, the end of chapter 2. And our second part today is Nebuchadnezzar's gold statue. And that will run from chapter 3, verse 1, all the way to verse 18. Round about the middle of chapter 3. So let's begin. Episode 4, the book of Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar rewards Daniel. The king, Nebuchadnezzar, bowed to the ground before Daniel and worshipped him, and he commanded his people to offer sacrifices and burn sweet incense before him. The king said to Daniel, "Truly, your God is the God of gods, the Lord over kings, a revealer of mysteries, for you have been able to reveal this secret." Then the king appointed Daniel to a high position and gave him many valuable gifts. He made Daniel ruler over the whole province of Babylon, as well as chief over all his wise men. At Daniel's request, the king appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to be in charge of all the affairs of the province of Babylon, while Daniel remained in the king's court. And now our second part of episode 4 is Nebuchadnezzar's gold statue. We move into chapter 3, and again, it's verses 1 through 18. King Nebuchadnezzar made a gold statue, 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide, and set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then he sent messages to the princes, prefects, governors, advisors, counselors, judges, magistrates, and all the provincial officials to come to the dedication of the statue he had set up. When all those officials had arrived and were standing before the image King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, a herald shouted out, "People of all races and nations and languages, listen to the king's command. When you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipes, and other instruments, bow to the ground to worship King Nebuchadnezzar's gold statue. Anyone who refuses to obey will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace." So, at the sound of the musical instruments, all the people, whatever their race or nation or language, bowed to the ground and worshipped the statue that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. But some of the astrologers went to the king and informed on the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "Long live the king. You issued a decree requiring all people to bow down and worship the gold statue when they hear the sound of the musical instruments. That decree also states that those who refuse to obey must be thrown into a blazing furnace. But there are some Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whom you have put in charge of the province of Babylon. They have defied your majesty by refusing to serve your gods or to worship the gold statue you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar flew into a rage and ordered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to be brought before him. When they were brought in, Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you refuse to serve my gods or to worship the gold statue I have set up? I will give you one more chance. If you bow down and worship the statue I have made, when you hear the sound of the musical instruments, all will be well. But if you refuse, you will be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace. What god will be able to rescue you from my power then?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if he doesn't, your majesty can be sure that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up." Amen. That leaves us hanging a little bit, so we look forward to episode 5 tomorrow as we're working our way through Daniel. Now let's go to our daily devotion today. We got a special one for you, one of the all-time greats of our time, Max Licato. Has our daily devotion today. It's only a minute long, but I'm sure it's going to be full of insight and truth. It's called "Was Blind, But Now I See." It's Max Licato.
This is Max Licato. Christians love to sing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Blind. Blind to the promise of eternal life. Blind to the provider of life. We relate to the words of the was blind beggar. One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see. His story is our story. Perhaps that's why John was in no hurry to tell it. He needed only 12 verses to describe how water became wine, but he dedicated a whopping 41 verses to depicting how Jesus found and cured and matured the blind man. Now why? Among the explanations is this one. What Jesus did physically for the blind beggar, he desires to do spiritually for all people to restore our sight. Remember, my friends, you are never alone. This is Max Lucado.
Amen. Amen. That's how to do a good devotion in 1 minute. I'm sure you're thinking, oh, what a pleasure. What a treat. Well, it's Friday. We're heading into our weekend, and we can decide right now how that weekend's going to go. Did you realize that? We can make that decision to turn our will and our life right now over to the care of God. Just give it to Him. Just ask Him to take it, to lead the way, and commit to follow Him. And when you stray, you might trip and fall. You might lag behind. Don't worry. Ask Him to wait. Ask Him to come and help you. Ask Him to be there for you. And He will. And He can lead you through this entire weekend, given solely to God. That's my prayer for all. In Jesus' name, amen.